Picture this. A security researcher gets a LinkedIn message offering a dream job, clicks a link to review the job description, and walks away with a fully loaded backdoor on their system. No zero-day exploit, no elaborate social engineering, just a malicious payload dressed up in recruiter clothing. That story is on Hacker News today with over 1,200 points, and it is a wake-up call that reaches far beyond the security community. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and welcome to Intelligix HN Daily for Tuesday, June 16th, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. That LinkedIn backdoor story is genuinely alarming, and we'll dig into the technical anatomy of the attack shortly. But today's lineup goes well beyond supply chain threats. We're covering the $60 billion SpaceX acquisition of AnySphere, the company behind the Cursor AI coding agent, which raises questions about what Elon Musk is assembling across his portfolio. We've got Iroh 1.0 shipping, which is a peer-to-peer networking library that the HN community is calling the networking primitive they've been waiting years for. And we'll get into the lively debate about whether developers are quietly replacing Claude and GPT with local models for their daily coding work.
There's also a fascinating thread about Fox acquiring Roku and what that means for the streaming wars when a traditional broadcast network swallows one of the last independent streaming hardware platforms. Salesforce is buying Finn, the AI customer support tool formerly known as Intercom, for $3.6 billion. And on the research front, a Monash University team has published results on a copper transport drug that appears to restore memory and clear the toxic protein clusters associated with Alzheimer's disease.
We'll also be spending some time in the world of retro computing and creative technology. John Carmack's tribute to Fabrice Ballard surfaced a conversation about the kind of singular technical brilliance that produces tools like FFmpeg and QEMU, and a software-implemented JavaScript engine that runs in a browser. There's a story about x86 emulation engineers finding code so broken they literally patched it at runtime rather than let the emulation fail. Banned books hidden inside a Wi-Fi smart light bulb. The Commodore brand making a comeback with a flip phone. And a beautiful archive of pre-ASCII pictorial typography.
Plus, we'll look at Hetzner's price adjustment announcement, which generated 632 comments and tells you everything about how deeply developers care about infrastructure costs, and a thoughtful essay asking whether a genuinely people-less economy is technically feasible. We have a packed episode today.
Before we get into all of that, a quick note for anyone joining us for the first time. While everything we cover comes directly from Hacker News, we are an independent podcast. We have no affiliation with Y Combinator, no relationship with Hacker News, and nobody there has endorsed or sponsored us. We are genuinely just people who find the community's output worth amplifying for a wider audience.
And on that note, if you are not already spending time on Hacker News at news.combinator.com, you are missing something special. The comment sections we reference throughout this episode are where the real intellectual horsepower lives. Engineers who built the systems being discussed, researchers who wrote the papers, founders who made the decisions, they all show up in those threads. We surface the highlights, but the depth is over there. Highly recommend making it part of your daily reading.
All right. Let's start with the story that had us both reading at 5 in the morning. The LinkedIn backdoor attack.